Back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. Analysts who watched the housing market had been expecting a decline in new construction, but not like this. The Commerce Department reports today the construction of new homes and apartments fell dramatically last month to their lowest level since the early 1990s. And joining us to explore whether this might be a cause for concern is the New York Bureau Chief of Marketplace, Bob Moon. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Noah.
How big was the drop, and what is the signal that's being sent here about a possible downturn in housing?
Well, this was the biggest drop in over 14 years. Construction of new houses and apartments fell by 17.6%. A month earlier, builders started construction at a seasonally adjusted rate of 2.23 million units. Well, last month, that fell to 1.84 million units. That drop was much larger than most economists had expected. But most economists also say it's much too early to say if the housing market is cooling down. A decline over 1 month, of course, does not make a trend. It really depends on who you talk to, though, about this. Drew Mattis is an economist at Lehman Brothers, and he points out that the April Home Builder Sentiment Index, that's a construction industry survey, fell to its lowest level in 7 months. That figure just came out this past Monday, and he says that raises concerns about housing-related growth going forward. On the other hand, David Siders is chief economist at the National Association of Home Builders. He says the plunge really represents just a pause, and he says there's no time to panic over here.
Yeah, aside from economics, any other possible reason for a downturn?
Actually, there are some other factors that could have been at work here. There was unusually wet weather across much of the country in March, and some analysts say the fact that Easter came early this year may have caused less construction activity. There are some experts who predict starts will rebound, although they do take note of the fact that mortgage rates are expected to keep rising, so they say a slight fall off from last year's hot market should come as no surprise to any of us.
Now, how reliable would be the government's housing numbers? Are they usually accurate, or just sort of a vague idea about what things are actually how things are going on out there?
Well, economists will tell you that housing starts are really a tricky thing to track, that the government's data is subject to large sampling errors, and there are other statistical factors that might not be immediately clear. And that's especially true in the winter months when you've got weather affecting construction. In fact, the Commerce Department itself cautions that it can take as long as 5 months to see any trend establishing itself in these housing start numbers. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're taking a look at how well the chip-making giant Intel will function with its first non-engineer CEO at the helm.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Noah.